the Fade 5 Podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Place your bets, you jackwagons! Brad, the Big Noise episode, joined by the good sir, Nathaniel Lundy. Tis indeed another rollicking edition of the Fade 5 Podcast. Without further ado, let's go ahead and just hop on the old Honk Honk Plus bus over the coast to a winner plus 100 odds or greater on this hashtag tequila, hashtag Taco Tuesday. Lundy, what do you got for me?
I've got what would happen to me frequently if I were in Major League Baseball, Brad, and that is strikeouts. Hey, swing. Just as Ferris and Cameron would be trying to do in the outfield. So I got a couple of guys that I both think are going to wind up with at least 1K. Let's start off with Mr. Pete Alonso of your New York Mets taking on Jesus Luzardo, who he has a lifetime 2-for-16.
Oh my God.
That's what he has done against Luzardo. And mixed in there are a total of 6 strikeouts. So I just need Mr. Alonso to do that once. He's also been trending this way, not just against Luzardo, but in 7 games here in the month of June. Speaking of Ferris Bueller, 9 times. He has 9 strikeouts so far this month in 7 games. So I just need one of them to happen as they are at home taking on Jesus Luzardo and the Miami Marlins. Then we go over to Robbie Grossman, formerly from the south side of the White Sox, got traded to Texas, where his batting average has gone down. He had a 205 when he was traded. He's now at like a .192 or something like that. He is taking on James Paxton. Shall we continue the trend?
Yes.
He is 0-for-11
wow.
against Paxton in his lifetime, including 5 strikeouts. So you put those together. I got a nice little plus 104. So this isn't one of those that you're calling mom to tell her that you're paying off her house, but it is a nice way to be able to build some bankroll. Plus 104 at DraftKings. Pete Alonso, Robbie Grossman, each to have 1 strikeout today at the plate.
Strike 3! Not once, but twice. Hopefully those guys are going to whiff at the dish, and Lundy cashes in. A guy that's whiffing at the dish constantly is me on NBA wagers, but keep on firing. Game 3 on the immediate horizon between the Dallas Mavericks and Boston Celtics, going back to American Airlines Center in Big D. So on this SGP, you probably shouldn't come with me. Give me Dallas plus 9. Give me Kyrie under 25.5 on the all total points. And give me Luka the Don. Uno, dos, and tres. I need 3 triples. And uno, dos, and tres. Those 3 legs hit. You're looking at plus 128. They're at DraftKings Sportsbook. A little bit of background quickly on each leg. Dallas has covered the alt spread of 9 points in 16 of 19 playoff games. Again, desperate times call for desperate measures. They are at home. Usually, that's where the competitiveness really fires. They are not going to get blown out. I'll be utterly shocked if they get their heads handed to them there. I think they're still going to even this series up, and it's going to go 2-2 back to Boston for game 5. So give me Dallas as a coward, not on the money line, but on the alt spread of plus 9.5. Meanwhile, with Kyrie under 25.5 points, he's gone 16-12. In back-to-back games in the NBA Finals against Beantown. He's been under this prop in 13 of 19. 80% of the time in his last 5 home games, he has hit under on the standard points total. That's a 23.5, and I'm building a little bit of cushion to avoid any kind of pushing there at 25.5. He is 0-for-8 so far this NBA Finals from distance, only shooting 35.1%, and our friends at Rhythm, MIT educated, so the math is good. They're only projecting 18.6 points for him in this game. That's a nice disparity there for the 25.5 points, and slam it that under. Then Luka, 3 or more made threes. He's done this in 9 times. 9 straight games going 4-4 from outside and back-to-back contests here against Boston. 9.8 triples attempted per game this NBA postseason, nailing 34.8%. Boston, yeah, they have a lot to fuse opponent, made threes per game at 10.8, only giving up 32.9%, but it's all about that pump up the volume, dance. I think he is going to, you know, jack maybe 10, 11 threes in this game, and I believe 3 will splash through the cylinder. So to recap, SGP, Dallas plus 9, Kyrie under 25.5 points on that alt line. And Luka, three or more made threes, plus 128 at DraftKings. With those bets on the board, let's get after it on this Tuesday edition of the Fade Five.
Number five.
Yes, numero cinco here on the countdown. Let's go with somebody in the W who I just learned who she plays for, and that is Las Vegas. And we're going to clack and a clack and roll the dice with the lady formerly known as Mrs. Darren Waller. And maybe that drove Darren Waller to make a craptastic music video in response to the recent separation. But I am fading his former missus, taking on the Minnesota Lynx. 23.5 points plus assists at a minus 125 juice there at FanDuel Sportsbook. The reason being is this. The Minnesota Lynx, numero uno, an opponent assist per game allowed, giving up to 17.7 this season. Plum's already faced Minnesota this year. She had 10 points and 6 assists in that game. Let's see. I want to carry the one. That's 16 in total, so well south of the 23.5 needed. That was back on May 28th, she's been under this in 3 of her last 5 games. And I think it's more the assist side than anything else. She's only averaging 3.3 dimes per contest in her last 3. So she could go out there and drop 19 points, get the 3 assists, and that's still going to be below the 23.5. So to recap, Kelsey Plum. I know she's got a howitzer of an arm. You've seen it on social media with the t-shirt toss in the stands. It's ridiculous. What won't be ridiculous tonight, the combination of points and assists under 23.5 against the Lynx, minus 125 at FanDuel. Lundy, you're clearly an owner of a PhD, the WNBA. Fade or follow.
All right. I told you guys before, I am about the WNBA the way Brad is about the NHL. So yeah. You want to make a bet on Kelsey Plum, you go right ahead and enjoy yourself there. And we'll just sit back and let everybody have their social media freakouts about her and Darren Waller and what outfit she was wearing at NASCAR and all. Yeah, I'll just y'all have fun.
So in other words, I think Lundy is emphatically doubling down on under. Kelsey Plum, 23.5 points and assists.
Split those kings.
Number four.
Numero quattro here on the Fade Five podcast. Let's go with the diamond, and let's go with a guy, a former number one overall prospect in baseball years ago, according to Baseball America, and is finally coming into his own as a member of the San Diego Padres. That is Jurickson Profar. Give me the over on 1.5 total bags, taking on the Oakland. They're not the F's right now. They're not the C's, or certainly not the A's. Probably D pluses, Lundy. That's the grade that I will give them at the current moment in time. Dylan Cease really shut them down last night, but I think Profar's bat is going to silence the A's and give them a failing grade this evening. Why? Profar is facing J.P. Sears. Now, he's only met Sears a couple of times in his MLB career at the dish, but he's 1-for-2 against him. That one hit, just a single. But you look at Sears, 4.43 ERA. He's also given up a 39.8% hard hit rate. But most importantly, Sears is a southpaw pitcher. This season, Profar against LHPs, he's batting .343 with a 1,004 OPS over the last 15 days. He's also got a .333 batting average with a 1,003 OPS. In his last 13 contests, he's also gone over 1.5 total bases 5 times. So a plus 150? Nice value there. Pull this one at DraftKings. Good sir. Fade or follow.
I will not only follow, I'm going to give you an early bonus time.
Oh, bonus time.
On this guy that I just here's part of the reason why let me be very clear. I had Mr. Profar as a part of a parlay yesterday, and I needed these total bases, and of course it didn't happen based on, with the matchup that they had. So I always make notes because I've told you guys I'm just notorious for being 24 hours off, and so he was one of the guys that I was off on yesterday. So I love this total base prop, but I'm going to go ahead and tell you where I decided to sprinkle something. Over at BetMGM, plus 700 for a home run.
Oh, nice.
And I'm taking it. I think it's a favorable matchup for him. If you look at his pattern that he's done here over the last couple of games, he's gone home run, no home run, home run yesterday, no home run. So maybe he keeps that pattern going. And I'm sorry, plus 700 for a dude that's already got 10 round trippers this season. He's got a favorable matchup. He's at home. Put all of those things together. So I love this bet on the total bases, Brad, but I'm also jumping in on him because I cannot resist seven bills of a payday.
Oh, and I cannot resist rolling the shoulders, baby. Plus 700 for a homer, plus 150 on the over total bases. Let's get seduced by that juice.
Number three.
All right, Numero Tres here on the Fade to Five countdown. Let's get some more plus money on the board, shall we? And pinky's out because I have to speak like this. Dansby Swanson, the pride of the ATL, now a member of the Chicago Cubs. Give me the over 1.5 on HRR, rare plus money in this category. He is taking on the Tampa Bay Rays on the road. I pulled this this morning from BetMGM. Why am I high on this? He's got a storied history against Zach Eflin, who is going to be on the mound for the Rays. Dansby Swanson, again, that pinky's still out. 11 for 30 lifetime against him with 8 extra base hits, a pair of those of the home run variety, along with a 1,001.23 OPS. I look at Dansby. The bats are really starting to come alive. He has been over HRR at 1.5 in 5 of his last 6 games. He's batting .391 over the last 7 as well. And you look at Eflin, a guy that really struggles primarily against right-handed hitters. He has surrendered an .833 OPS against righties this season. So Dansby Swanson over 1.5 HRR in Tampa, plus 115 at BetMGM. Lundy, Fader follow.
This is another guy where I'm doubling down on the matchup that he's got today. So I like HRR. This was actually going to be my plus bust to start things off for him,
really?
On the total bases, by the way. Which you can snag right now at a plus 160.
Wow.
So frankly, I would double down if I were you on Swanson. This is a great matchup for him, even though he is on the road. In the month of June, he has hit his total bags in 6 of the 8 games that he has played. That's a pretty hefty clip, folks. 6 of 8 games he has hit it. He's hitting .333 in June, and that's after batting a measly .155 in the month of May. So he got hot. He's hot at the right time. So I like what Brad's doing here with the HRR, but I'm telling you, double down. Take the plus 160 that you can get on his total bases, and hopefully we're cashing both of them.
Yeah, hopefully. What are some other hot bets at thegamingjuice.com? Go there right now. Sign up for a free account and read all of our 100% free content. We got all kinds of soccer pieces. I know nothing about the footy, but Joe Lago does, our esteemed EIC. Nate Jacobson contributing as well. Nate, right now, I believe, is in Europe, going to be watching all the soccer action in person. You can get all their pieces right now at thegamingjuice.com. Nate also just posted his PGA Tour U.S. Open picks as well ahead of this weekend's affair. I got my MLB picks every single day. I'm rolling out NFL team previews twice a week right now. Lundy's got all his Stanley Cup picks. We got additional NHL selections, NBA finals. Get it all right now, absolutely free at thegamingjuice.com. Click, converse, and cash. Maybe.
Number two.
Numero dos here on the Fade 5 countdown. Oh, skeet. Oh, skeet. Yeah, I can't say that because there might be some children listening. Don't gamble, kids. Paul Skeens, give me the under. 1.5 earned runs in the loo. Taking on the Cardinals at a minus 140 juice. A little bit high there at DraftKings. If you want to slap this together with another favorite money line or player prop, reduce your juice and get seduced by the juice, entirely encourage it. But I do like this as a singular play as well. And this has come down from minus 150 when it opened very early this morning. You look at St. Louis, just number 18, very mid-May average here, WRC plus the last couple of weeks. A little bit better at home. where they are number 12. And again, this one's going to be played at Busch Stadium. But look at Skeens. He has been under 1.5 earned runs a number of times this season, especially on the road. In 12 innings pitched, just a couple of starts away from Pierogi Land, a 1.50 ERA. He's been under this in 3 of 5 games. Outstanding 6.33 strikeout to walk split overall this year. So really doesn't issue a ton of free passes. And when he gets contact, it's generally of the ground ball variety, evident by his 50% ground ball rate. Remember, he's bringing that 100 mile an hour heat with that four seam fastball. Gonna miss a lot of bats. And when he does draw that contact, probably gonna be some worm burners in the process. So put it all together, Paul Skeens of Pittsburgh, give me the under 1.5 earned runs in St. Louis, -140 at DraftKings. Lundy, better follow.
This is a pretty easy follow for me. I've got a slightly different way I'm going to play this Pittsburgh-St. Louis game. I'll share that with you in bonus time, but you got to just keep rolling with this guy until he gives you a reason not to. So going up against St. Louis, you always get a little bit nervous on the earned run side when you're on the road, just because you are giving the opposition a little bit of that comfort zone of their own dugout, their own locker room, their own beds, their own girlfriends, mistresses, etc. So I think you get a little bit nervous with it, but not the way that this guy's been playing. I think you got to keep going. Like I said, coming up bonus time, I've got a slightly different way that you can play this game, pair it up with something else, but I like this play.
Oh, skis. Goddamn.
Number one.
All right, numero uno. Shout out Little John here on the Fade 5 podcast. Let's get a little Ric Flair in here. Woo! Brian, woo, baby. I'm going to work a little SGP. Lundy, I don't know if you saw the utterly spectacular meltdown by the Chicago White Sox last night, but at one point, on the live line, they were favored by -2300, and they lost. What is a gift that keeps on giving? It's betting against the White Sox on the live line when they get a lead. They have now blown 23 leads this season. You're not going to win every time, but chances are you're going to profit in the end, and hopefully going to profit tonight on this two-legger. Again, leg numero uno, Brian. Under 1.5 earned runs and give me the Mariners on the money line and put those hands together +105. I'm rather shocked I can get this a plus money when I built this at BetMGM. Brian Wu has been dynamite this season. Home ERA, a microscopic 0.57 with a 137 batting average against and 5.00 strikeout to walk split. He has been under 1.5 earned runs in 5 of 6 starts this season. A guy that's got a plus fastball, he's got excellent slider and a sinker ball as well that registered +4.4 in pitch value according to Fangraphs.com. Low hard hit rate at 34.8%, so generates a lot of weak contact, and that's what the White Sox typically put up. I know Luis Robert is back in the lineup. They're swinging the bat better, number 16 in WRC plus the last couple of weeks, but they are still number 29 on the season in weighted runs created away from guaranteed rates. So to recap, my top play on this Tuesday, SGP style, Brian. Woo! Under 1.5 earned runs. Pair that with the Mariners on the money line against the White Sox. +105 at BetMGM. Lundy, better follow.
I'll roll with you on this one. Like Seattle on the money line for obvious reasons. I think the standard is, what, a -220, 225 right now. That's how heavily favored they are against the White Sox. And then similarly to what we were talking about with Skeens, I mean, you just got a guy that keeps these guys off the scoreboard, and he does it by getting ball in play. It's not necessarily all about the Ks. He just manages to get these guys to swing, put together a little fly ball, put together some ground ball. He'll get his strikeouts, but he's, you know, for the most part, it's not like, oh, great, he's going to get 13 of them, right? I mean, that's not what he does. He's just getting easy outs for the 8 guys that are behind him, or 7 if you want to do the math. So I like this matchup. Take it +105.
All right, my number one play of the day in that Mariners and White Sox matchup. What are some other areas that we could make some money in? Hopefully tonight it's bonus time. Lundy, fly away, my friend.
Let me look ahead first to tomorrow. Let me get this out of the way before I forget. We get ready for game 3 of the Stanley Cup final. And as they have reminded us 850,000 times, 2,541 miles is the furthest any two arenas have been in Stanley Cup final history. I'm so tired of that. Like, the fact that I know the exact mileage tells you how many freaking times they have reminded us of how far apart these two arenas are. But yeah, when we get to game three, coming up here later this week, I want to get this out of the way. We need Zach Hyman to get a goal, for the Edmonton Oilers. We need Hyman to find the back of the net plus 125 right now over at BetMGM. You'll see that down as low as like 110, 105, at some of the books. But part of the reason that I'm looking at that is out of the 9 home games that Edmonton has played so far this postseason, he has a goal in 6 of them. So when you look at what he's done, he had the hat trick to be able to start off the playoffs way back, which seems like about 8 years ago. But that's part of the reason why he's got the good goals number. But even just a singular goal, again, he's done it in 6 out of the 9 home games for them in the postseason. So I think he likes the friendly confines. And remember, it is not Connor McDavid that led Edmonton in goals over the course of the regular season. It was Zach Hyman with 54 of them. So I like him to find the back of the net. We'll see if Edmonton can get right. Bobrovsky is just phenomenal right now for Florida. Hopefully you took it when you could. I mentioned it on social, but way back in terms of the Conn Smythe Trophy winner, if Florida was going to win, you could get absolutely spectacular numbers on Bobrovsky to actually hoist the MVP trophy for the Stanley Cup. And hopefully you took advantage of that. I didn't do a big bet on it. I only sprinkled it, but man, that guy is absolutely standing on his head right now. So we get that one out of the way for you here in bonus time, on the hockey side of things. I already gave you the idea of grabbing Dansby Swanson. Brad liked him on one angle. I took him the other way on the plus 160, in terms of that one. Gave you the, Profar on the home run, which again, plus 700. Are you freaking kidding me right now?
Great guy.
About that one. A couple other easy ones. Let's go to that Cubs game again real quick on the road against Tampa. Let's take the aforementioned Dansby Swanson, put him with Bellinger. I just need one hit out of each of those guys. If you're looking for a super simple SGP in that contest tonight, just take Bellinger and Swanson each to have a hit. You're going to get that one at a plus 104 over a draft. Again, not huge, but at the same time, we're trying to build up our bankroll. That way we can completely flop it coming up later this week, because I've been doing exactly what Brad's been doing, which is I'm giving all my money away in the association. I've said, F it. I'm done. I'm going to watch the game. I'm betting on them because I'm just absolutely ass handed to me right now with the NBA. It's probably because I'm just, excuse me, frustrated at not watching my Nuggets do it. And then I told you I had a slightly different way to be able to play what's going on with the Skeens matchup against St. Louis. So how about this, Brad, for a fun little two-legger in Major League Baseball today? Give me Pittsburgh and St. Louis, and then give me Philly and Boston. And I'm going to take under 5.5 on the first 5 of both of those games.
Okay.
Under on 5.5 total runs in the first 5 between the Phillies and Boston and between Pittsburgh and St. Louis. It is just favorable pitching matchups. I just think we're going to see low scoring. That's all it is I think we've got some solid starting pitching in both of those matchups. And if you put that one together, it's a minus 103. So you're giving up a little bit of juice, but the standard line in both of those games is at either 4 or 4.5. So I've alt-lined this to 5.5 to give myself a little bit of a cushion, and I'm still getting basically even money. So I think you can take advantage of that one. Beyond that, I can't resist right now Jose Ramirez for an RBI.
Oh yeah, you had me.
Dude is just absolutely en fuego.
Yeah, he's raking.
Now, when it comes to just how he has been at the plate, but I think I lean towards the RBI because the one thing we do know he is good for is long fly ball, which winds up being the sacrifice fly, even if it only makes it to the warning track. So really like that one as well. We'll have some more plays for you up on the spreadsheet later today. I still hate Alec Bohm, and I will yield the floor to the fine gentleman.
All right, Team Huevos Parlay Play of the Daytime, SGP style, and Angels and Diamondbacks on the late night tip. On leg numero uno, give me LAA and Arizona both to score at least two runs. Leg numero dos, give me Randall Kerchak to get a hit. And then give me Kevin Pillar to get a hit as well. You put those hands together, plus 145 there at DK. In terms of both these teams scoring at least two runs, look at the pitching matchup. You got lefties on the mound, and Jordan Montgomery's been awful this year. You look at the homie array. It is sky high, to say the least. It's 8.46 to be exact. I look at LAA, our number two WRC plus here in the month of June. Arizona, much further down list than number 23 in that category. But Jose Suarez, another LHP on the mound for the Angels, I think he'll give up at least a couple of earned runs. Arizona has scored at least two in nine of their last 10. LAA has done it in four of their last six. Randall Grichuk on the hit. Every time he faces an LHP, I automatically take him. He's batting 292 with a 721 OPS against Port Siders this season. He's got a hit in three of his last four games. He's batting 333 over the last 15 days. Jose Suarez giving up an 854 OPS against right-handed hitters. So Grichuk, I believe, gets ahead. Then Kevin Pillar, Lundy, I don't know if you've seen how stupid the production he has had this season against left-handers, but let me remind you, with the Los Angeles Angels, he is 17 for 35 against southpaws. That's a 486 batting average, and it's a decent sample size. It's not like five at bats. This is 35 at bats we're talking about with a 1,372 OPS. He's also got a hit in 16 of his last 19. Yeah, he's only 2-for-14 lifetime against Montgomery, but again, Montgomery 8.46 ERA inside Chase Field. So to recap, both LAA and Arizona, two or more runs. Randall Grichuk to get a hit and Kevin Pillar to get a hit. Plus 145, the Team Huevos Parlay Play of the Day constructed at DraftKings. Elsewhere, bonus time. Couple of the quick plays for you. A little two-legger. Give me Juan Soto for one walk and give me Jerickson Profar for a hit. You think he's going to homer? I think he's going to get over 1.5 total bases. Why not just, you know, strip it all the way down to a measly base hit, which he has done in seven of his last nine, and pair that with Soto to get a walk. Soto is 2-for-3, doesn't have a walk lifetime, but it does have a history against Brady Singer of the Kansas City Royals. He's got a walk in six of his last eight. And most importantly, Singer has a 3.51 base on balls per nine against left-handed hitters. Who's the left-handed hitter? Juan Soto. So Soto walk, Profar hit, plus 133, built that at BetMGM. Another little two-legger. I just need a hit from both these guys. JD Martinez for leg numero uno and William Contreras for leg numero dos. That's plus 103. Built this one at DraftKings. Every time Martinez faces an LHP, I automatically take him for a hit somewhere and in some fashion. He's going against Jesus Luzardo. He's 2-for-3 lifetime against him. He's batting 341 with a 952 OPS against LHPs this year. And he's got a hit and 11 of his last 12 games. And then meanwhile, you look at Wilson Contreras, a guy that's also facing a left-handed pitcher. Put a little smoochie on Yusei Kikuchi, which you've done. You're 1-for-1 lifetime against him. Kikuchi, 5.11 ERA in his last five. And against LHPs this season, Contreras batting 322 with a 763 OPS. He's got an eye hit in seven of his last nine. So JD Martinez hit, William Contreras hit, plus 103 there at DraftKings Sportsbook. All right, I am out of breath, and we are out of time here on the Feed 5 Podcast. Do us a favor, would you kindly drop us a rating and a review at your convenience. Also, feed or follow us on the X. Lundy always giving it to you, at Nate Lundy. I'm doing the same, at Noisy Huevos. Go to thegamingjuice.com right now, you jackals, and sign up for a free account. For the lovely and talented Nathaniel Lundy, I'm Brad Evans. Until next time, as always, feed or follow. That is up to you.